Hello again. Oh, whoa. Hello again. For those of you that don't know, my name is Pastor Aaron. I'm the youth pastor here. And this truly is one of my favorite Sundays of the year. And I know that's a biased opinion, but this is the Sunday where we really get to share with you what God has done in our lives and in our youth group. Camp is the moment that like our whole year revolves around. It's what everything we do leads up to camp every year. Even now, 4 days removed, I'm already thinking about next year. We're already starting to think, okay, what can we do next year? So this really is a special Sunday. And I just want to say before we get started, I want to say thank you to everyone that helped, all my leaders that came up. It's not easy. Thank you to all the speakers that came up and spoke messages. You know, we couldn't do it without you guys, truly, seriously. It would be impossible. So, and this year, again, a biased opinion, but we had such a great group of students this year. Really, we did. It was amazing. Yes. And they're great every year, don't get me wrong. But this year, with two Pragers in our leadership team, you know, it was so awesome. God really carried us through this year, so it was amazing. So just to give you all a little taste of what camp is like, we're going to share this video with you. There's a lot of stuff in there, so it'll give you a little hint of what we do at camp. That's just a glimpse of what we do. We do so much. And you know, when you watch the video, you see that we're having a lot of fun, we're doing a lot of activities, and there's a purpose for that. But what the video doesn't really encapsulate is how much time we spend in worship, in prayer, and in messages. You know, we have a message every night. We have messages every morning. The students have quiet time every day. And that is the purpose of camp. You know, the fun, we love having fun. We love making you pile into a boat that made out of PVC pipe and run around the camp for hours. We love making you eat Vienna sausages and put on goofy clothes and run across a plank, and get cornflakes all over your face or Rice Krispies. But the purpose of camp is the messages. It is meeting with God. That is why we are there, is to meet with God. And my favorite part personally is the baptisms, because that is the fruit of our labor, I feel like. You know, that is God touching the lives of these students. Some of them have been coming to youth group here for almost a year now. And when they decide to get baptized, it's just an amazing thing. So we're going to give you guys a chance to share. I know, wide-eyed, huh? So if you want to share anything with the church body that God did in your life during camp, we're going to give you a chance to do that. I'm going to give you a second to think about it. First, I need Bailey and Merrick to come up to the stage, please. And I'm going to have the leadership team come up too. So Brooke, Carly, Brandon, Colton, Hannah, Sue. Yeah, so there is a story here. On Senior Sunday, you guys may have remembered that there was one missing. And I said, okay, that's fine. I'll get you back for that. So here we are. This was Bailey and Merrick's. Hey, we're twinning. Yeah. This is Bailey and Merrick's last youth camp with us as students, unfortunately. And this Wednesday will be their last youth, and we will be sending them out into the big, bad world of Jim's Math A2O class. So what we'd like to do is, first of all, we got you guys a gift. We got you study Bibles to take with you. They have your names engraved on them, Bailey Brazel. And there's a little note in there from the leaders. And we have one for Merrick, too. And we would just like to pray with you guys before you... Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. I know. So we're going to, as a leadership team, we're just going to lift you up in prayer. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you, or both of you, I should say. Sorry. Trying to hold it together here. It has been a great pleasure to serve you in this youth group and see you grow from a sixth grader at, what was it, low, no, What is it? Oh, man. And you from seventh grade. It's been a great pleasure to watch you guys grow and see how God has strengthened you, how he has built you up from these little middle schoolers to who you are today, a man of God and a woman of God. And I just encourage you to keep pressing towards him as you move on to this next phase. It's going to be tough. You're not going to have the youth group per se, but you will have a body here that supports you, loves you, and encourages you. Okay, so let's all lay hands on them. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for Merrick and Bailey. We thank you for the time that we got to pour into their lives, the time that we got to serve them as leaders. And Lord, we thank you most of all that in their time in youth, you met them, God, that while they were there, they found you, and that they now have a relationship with you. And as they enter into this next phase of their life, I pray, Lord, so much that you would continue to guide them and guide them on your path, Lord. When the times get tough, I pray that they would have the courage and the strength to reach out to those of us that love them and support them and want to see them grow. And Lord, again, we just thank you so much. And we look forward to what you're going to do in this next phase of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You guys are dismissed. Okay, so now is that time. Would anyone like to share what God did in their lives or something that God spoke to them during youth camp? It's okay, I can sit in awkward silence, okay. For those of you that don't know, this is Bailey Brazel.
Yeah.
This is.
Okay, I don't even know what to start with. So everybody's message was beautiful, and it hit me hard. But the one that, like, helped me the most was Aaron's message. I just always keep remembering seeking and finding. So I came and went to youth camp seeking God, and what hit me was I wanted to become a leader and influence everybody else to become something greater with God. And I found it, and we've been talking, and I'm going to take, where's Jim? Jim's Math A2O class for the next 6 months and learn how to become a leader and help everybody else. So, yeah.
Good job, good job. Thank you, Bailey. Zoe!
I also don't know what I'm going to say, so we're just going to wing it. I guess this is my sixth year at camp, and I only have 2 years left, and that's really weird. So basically, I think it's my sixth. Okay. Anyways, so I came to camp this year, and it was different, because every year, until last year, I think, I was like, Zoe, you drifted from God, and this is your chance to get back in the game. But every year, I'd still drift away from him, and I'd come back to camp feeling the same way every single year. I had to break down walls and rebuild my relationship with God. But this year, it was like, I'm growing in my faith, and I'm already on. There were no walls to break down this time. I was completely open and like, God, show me what you want for my life. And so I may not be graduating, but I am going to do Running Start this year. So it is a new chapter in my life, and I don't know what to expect. So I was really praying on that and just seeking God and how I can really shine my light to others around me, because I'm going to be around a lot more people. Meeting new people, making new friends, and I just want my faith to be strong so that I won't be influenced by others. And I guess Angela's message, I think, hit me the hardest when she talked about Jesus being our shepherd and us being the sheep. And I loved her little analogy about the sheep, or like not just the analogy, but like she explained, like, sheep fall over and they will die if the shepherd does not pick them up again. And so like your only chance of survival is to be close to the shepherd. And that's like in the world, my only chance of survival is to stick close to God. And so in this new chapter in my life, I want to stay close to him so that even if I do fall and I stumble and I mess up, if I'm close to him, he will pick me back up again. So, yeah.
Thank you, Zoe. Anyone else? I can sit here all day, people. Addie.
So for me, last year was my first year going. This year was my second. And my family always believed in God. And one of the messages this year was, do believe or trust in God. And I realized that I never trusted in God. And I'm still learning what it means to really believe and trust in God. And this year, one of my friends, she was really struggling with her faith. And that just kind of, I just started questioning it too. And what I realized, this camp actually just got my relationship closer because I got through that. And now I have a closer relationship with God because of camp. And I feel like that's going to happen, or hopefully happen, every year. And that's all I got.
Thank you, Addie. Thank you. I'll throw an encouragement out there too. Be bold. Be bold. Step out in faith. There we go. Lauren.
Well, I wasn't really planning on going up here, but so here I am. This year, I was thinking about one of the nights at service. I think Angela was speaking. She was sharing that, talking about how when you're going through your trials, that will show your true faith and see if your faith is genuine. And I noticed that I was thinking about, if I had a testimony, what would it be? And I was thinking I would name it, It's Okay Not to Be Okay. And I noticed that this year, all of the hardships that I faced, I wasn't coping with them and turning to God. I disconnected from myself. And life becomes so much more easier when you just lay your burdens on him. So this is what I learned.
Well said. Kenzie.
Hi. I plan on coming up here, but then I got really scared. And then my friends encouraged me. But I came to camp this year really not trusting him. And I believed he was there. And I know he was there. And I didn't want him to be there, to the point where, like, I didn't want to go to camp because I felt like I didn't want to be on his side because I don't know, I just didn't want to. And I didn't know that my friends were really worried about me, and so they all prayed for me, and most of the leaders prayed for me, and I know they're, even if they didn't come to me and pray for me, I knew they prayed for me. And I was talking to my friends, and they were telling me that they're worried about me, and they're going to pray for me, and I think that just really hit me hard. But I know everyone has this cliche story of how they came back from camp, and they felt like they were cleansed, and they, like, were closer to God, but I just don't feel that way. And I know it's only my fourth camp, and I think that I'm going to start trying and more reading into the Bible and understanding him.
It's already been done for you, Kenzie. You don't have to try. You are cleansed. Anyone else? Any of the leaders want to share? Oh! Nice.
When Aaron and Brooke came up to Hannah and I saying, you know, we really think that you guys are a good fit, and we think that you guys would really connect with the kids and just be a great experience for both of you. At first, I was like, you're out of your mind, dude. But I genuinely thought about it and prayed about it, and Hannah thought I wasn't thinking about it at all. Apparently, when I say maybe, that means no. But ever since saying yes and meeting all the kids and then hearing Aaron speak and being at camp, I think it's the right place to be right now. And Keegan said it, Hannah said it at camp, and I was thinking of it all week, is the experience, it's originally for the kids, but I mean, it's just as much for the leaders as it is for the kids. And I'm blessed to be around Brooke and Aaron and this church body. And I want to say thank you for opening your arms to us. So.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. You know, we go up to camp, and yeah, we're there for the students. We're trying to pour into them. But it's amazing how God also pours into us. You know, and we feel his presence just as much, and we get encouraged just as much by the messages, and it really is amazing. Okay, students, leaders. Ooh. Okay.
One thing that God's been putting, oh my gosh, on my heart, like leading up to camp, is that we often look for like the big moments that we feel God, and that's basically it, the big moments, and he's been just showing me like the blessing of seeing him in the little moments, and he continued to show that through to me with the youthers throughout camp. But there's one moment like particularly that just stands out like so firm in my mind, and it just still blows my mind. But on the last day of camp, we were cleaning out the cabins and everything, and one of the youthers was cleaning out our cabin and sweeping, and I was going to go with the other youthers down to work at the old lodge, but I was like, no, I'll just hang back. And so I started talking to her, and she just started sharing with me. I just said, like, how's camp going? And we hadn't really talked about what she was getting from camp this year. And she just started opening up about everything that God was doing and showing her at camp. And it really blew my mind, because I remember last year when during a sharing time when we were talking about feeling God's presence, she was crying and she's like, I don't know. I'm feeling him, but I don't know what he's telling me. And then jumped to this year when we had this conversation in the cabin. She was just like, I felt like she was just like preaching to me, and she was, and I just like lost it. I'm crying, and she's telling me what God's doing, and then she just was so overwhelmed, and she's like, and I felt God's presence last night, and it's so amazing, and I don't know why I would want to stop feeling this. And she was just so on fire. And to see that, like, God gave me that little moment to stay back, to stay with her, to be encouraged by her. And it just goes back to what Colton and Aaron were saying, that the youthers, like, they, like, for the leaders, like, camp is so incredible. It just, the effort it takes to plan camp and everything, we can feel so exhausted when we come to camp. But God, I feel like, just filled us up completely for camp. He carried all the little details. Everything just went so smooth. And just the little things, like, God is just good. He's so faithful in those little moments. And sometimes it's those little moments that increase our faith all the more than that big moment that we can sometimes be praying for. So I just want to encourage everyone to look for those little moments and look for those little opportunities to just speak and seek God.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Cooper. Yeah. That's right.
So me and my family, we're kind of new to this whole God thing. We only started going to church a couple months ago. So while some people who have been a Christian their whole life, camp is about furthering their connection with God, I feel like for me and my sister, it was mostly an introduction. And I think it was in Jim's message where he talked about how it's not just believing in God, it's more trusting in God. I feel like even I've kind of dipped my toes in a couple times over the years, and I always believed it was more something where it's just, yeah, God's a pretty good guy, right? That means we're going to heaven, right? But it's not really all about that. So, and then another thing is I feel like when you're normally going to church, it's easy to forget with, because you're going back into the real world where there's all these distractions and stuff. But at camp, after a morning service or a night service, you go back and you're just surrounded by all this stuff that's constantly reminding you of God and you're feeling God. So I think that was probably the best part for me.
Thank you, people. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Cooper. Anyone else? Tristan.
Hello. So I came to this camp. God wasn't really working with me. I didn't really feel him, and I really wanted that connection, so I came to camp hoping that would happen, and it did. It did happen. During the worship, I got this striking feeling of God, and I just started crying, and I didn't care because it was God working through me. And also, I could see God working through Josh, my brother, and so I had a really good moment with him, and we just were praising God, and it was really good. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else? Angela, okay, yeah.
Not that I want to share after that. Thank you, Tristan. Because it's going to be, it would be SobFest 2019 if I said what I could say, but you guys are all awesome. I think the fact that you come, you're just setting yourself up for success in God, no matter what life brings. And so that is just yay for the people that encourage you to come and your own self for stepping forward, and that you, half of the battle is just putting yourself in the right places to receive the right word for the season you're in so that you can live the life God wants you to live. And that's all it really is, just like, let me step into it so I can hear what I need to hear, so I can be who I need to be. And so, and to really know who you are, which is like fabulous people. And I'm just blessed to get to be a speaker. And I only want to share one little thing because I think it could apply to all of us, because I told the youth already, but, you know, Pastor Aaron asked me to speak. I knew the theme was pirates, and I knew some scriptures that he, you know, had given me too. You know, I think of pirates and treasure and all that, and the youth have already heard me babble about this. But basically like a month or so ago, I had this dream, not even really thinking of youth camp, but it had to do with the church. It, you know, people were inside. I was kind of went outside that door, and Pastor Jim was standing out there somewhere, but he was facing this way. And I was looking out towards that street where that business is over there. And all of a sudden, these two giant ships, like old scary pirate ship type things, you know, looming in the air, pull up, like, in the music, if there was music, you know, dun, you know what I mean? Like, dun, 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 dun. Anyway, so they pull up, and I'm like, the pirates are coming! It's what I said in my dream. Like, it was totally normal, not really, but the pirates were, it was almost like an alien invasion, because they came there was no water, but yet they were there. I don't know. And so I told basically Pastor Jim, it's like, I was like, the pirates are coming. And I went inside, pirates are coming. Well, then immediately, of course, you know how your dream changes. All of a sudden, we were all floating in water trying to grab something to hang on to. So we didn't drown, and also then the pirates are coming for us. So then, you know, you're like holding on to a log and sword fighting at the same time. And I was like, Mom, where's my mom? Anyway, and then, but so there's like, you know, ground out from under you, have a sword, make sure we're all alive. But I woke up and I told my mom, I'm like, there's pirates in my dream. Isn't that crazy? And they were, pirates are coming. She's like, isn't that the theme of youth camp? I go, oh, my word, it totally is. I totally forgot. Anyway, my point being, I wanted to say that to everybody because it did, you know, it was the church was in my dream, and, but it's no mystery. But the thing that just struck me afterwards was the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. And so why does the thief want to steal? Why does he want to steal? Why do pirates want to steal? What are they trying to steal? Treasure. So what does that mean for us? We're God's treasure. And so, you know, I think it's not to glorify the thief, the enemy, but it's to say we are God's children. And he doesn't just want to take from us everything we have, but he wants us ultimately. And you know what? That just, again, as has been reiterated, our option of survival is just stay close. Seek first. All these things will be added. And I don't know. I just felt like saying, just saying that dream. It seems cheesy. It really felt real. It really impacted me. Like I was really trying to survive and the sword and the floating and it was bad. Anyway, but awesome camp, awesome leaders. I really quickly, I just want to say because, you know, Brooke and Aaron, I'm just so grateful for them because I could just say anybody, any one of anybody I know, I would go, yes, go to our youth group. We have awesome leaders. And like I would unashamedly recommend because I'm so glad that they love people and God and they know what to say and what to do to encourage youth. And so I'm just grateful for that. So anyway, I'm gonna stop now. Cut it off. All right.
Oh, man, here we go.
So it was only my first camp, and I was busy with baseball. I was not going to church a lot. And then I go to youth camp, and everything just changes. I get from puking on Vienna sausages to being baptized in the rain. I felt a connection with God, and, yeah, it was a great camp.
Thank you, Gavin. Hey, Josh.
Hello. So I came to camp just wanting to have fun. I wasn't really focusing on God that much. And when Jim spoke his first message, I had to think about it because he spoke on this, like, the butts, what was, like, what was getting in the way, and then the fun was getting in the way, and during the first worship, Tristan put his arm around me, and I felt him, and we were crying together.
Thank you.
So this is, like, kind of scary because there's a lot of people, like, looking at me. But, okay, so I came to, like, I think the first time I came was for the all-nighter. And I was kind of trying to believe in God, but I wasn't, like, feeling him. And at camp, I was, like, trying so hard to feel him. And when Brooke prayed for me, like, I was bawling my eyes out, and she said that, she was proud of me for, like, going up to her, and then I just, like, I was crying so much, and I felt God, like, right there, and I knew that, like, I trusted him, and I could finally believe in him, and,
Be bold, let's go. Be bold, yeah. Okay. Mine are too. I'll hold it for you.
Okay, so ever since I started coming to youth in sixth grade, I've just been like so afraid of praying in front of people or sharing in small group or anything like that. And so all through youth, I was like, oh no, it's still not going to happen. Whatever. Then last night, I went up to Aaron and I just asked for him to pray over me because I was just so scared and I didn't want to have that same freaky feeling anymore. So he just prayed boldness and over me. And then small group afterwards, we were all talking, the high school girls, and I was crying and talking with everybody and sharing. And Carly at the end was like, who wants to pray over the group? And I was like, I do. So I prayed, and I totally just let God take it. I didn't want to. He just gave me the words, and yeah.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? No? Okay, I'll have the music ministry team come up. Oh, are you coming, praise? Okay.
Before I went to camp, like, I felt empty, and like when Pastor Jim gave the message about do you trust or believe in him, like, and he was giving examples of butts, and I felt like during my school year I always use like, but I have sports, but like, I have to do other things, and I never really show up to Wednesday nights, and that had been on my heart, and then when we went to camp, he said that, and I was like, oh, but what really touched me was I felt that God really touches me in the little moments, but I haven't been realizing it until like in my weakest moments. And when Angela said, when she was giving her message, she said, always and always, like, and I really felt that because sometimes even when I'm strong or when I feel like I have control, I don't acknowledge him. But when I'm frustrated at myself and when I feel like I don't have anybody to turn to and I just feel down, and there's doubts and worry, and then I feel like I'm failing at something, And I really don't like that feeling, but I feel like that's when I turn to God, and that's wrong, because I should be able to turn and acknowledge him even when I'm strong or weak. And that's what he really revealed to me after Brooke prayed for me. And yeah.
Amen. Okay, we'll try this again. Anyone else? No? Okay, now we'll really have the music ministry team come up. And I just want to thank each and every person in this church that supported this youth group, that gave scholarships, that came to the rummage sale, that donated to the rummage sale, because you make this happen. You know, you really do make this happen. And I want to thank, definitely. And my prayer is that today you see the fruits of what you have given, because these students get to go to camp because of the support of this church. And that's amazing. And I want to thank each and every one of you who came to camp. You came with an open heart. You had good attitudes. And God showed up, didn't he? All through summer, we've been saying, you know, anticipate God showing up at camp. Prepare now that God wants to meet you at camp. And he met so many of you. And that just touches my heart. It touches my heart to see you all just giving your lives to him. You know, we had 10 baptisms. 10 to 12 baptisms at camp. And we're going to have another one get baptized today. And I just love that. I love seeing God move in their lives. And I hope that you guys love it too. And I hope that your camp experience wouldn't end here. Don't let it end here on Sunday. Take it into the world, take it into your schools, and be the lights that God has created you to be. You know, you don't have to wait till next camp to experience God again. You can experience God every day, right now, right here, in your room, whenever you can experience God. So let this be the starting line, not the finish line. Amen. Will you please stand as we worship?